The best thing I can do is go out there and show them I'm in game shape, make some plays out there, and just kind of continue to get better every single day, which I've been doing. So I'm excited for the opportunities that come down the road here.
What do you think you'll be able to add to the pass rush whenever you get back out there?
Well, I think as a pass rusher, it's for me, it's been fun just kind of getting right back at it. Being a pass rusher, I haven't done it in 5-6 months. So to be able to come back out there, start working my hands again, start working with getting tips from Coach Moss, the D line coach, has been awesome, and the confidence has been building. And for me, I think my biggest aspect is I'm bringing energy to the Packers. So obviously learn from the veterans as well and the guys in our room as well.
What do you think the biggest the challenge will be? Is it going to be the game speed, the contact? I mean, after being out that long.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things for me is practicing hard. I was a big practicer at Wisconsin, and you practice how you play. So for me, I've been able to come out and practice. Knocking off some of the rust has been the biggest thing for me, and building confidence is very important. That's the biggest thing. Having confidence when you're on the field is huge, especially, being my first reps out there is gonna be huge. So I'm obviously looking forward to getting out there, and kind of getting the monkey off my back and getting rolling again.
Vince, when do you think you recapture the confidence in the foot, because it's the same foot that you hurt last year? Know what I'm saying?
The confidence in the foot is 100% there. That's not what it is. I think for me, it's just getting back into the swing of things, getting back into game shape, getting back into making plays, moving your body around. That's when I say confidence. That's what I mean. The foot feels fantastic. Again, the training staff here in Green Bay did a tremendous job of getting me where I'm at. So for me, it's all speed ahead. It's been all football focused. Hasn't been anything about my body, anything about the foot. It's all been football. All improving that.
What is your understanding of the window now in which? What's the deadline for them to either activate you or not activate? Is it before the game Monday?
You know what? That's a question for those guys upstairs. And like I said before,
you haven't been marking 21 days on your calendar?
No. You know, what I've been marking on my calendar is getting better every single day in those practice days. We had this is coming up tomorrow. We have a pad of practice. That'll be my second pad of practice here in Green Bay. And just these last 3-4 practices I've had, I felt like I've already started to improve. So obviously a long way to go to getting to my full potential, but it's been a great start already, and I'm excited about the future here.
Is there a tremendous jump in terms of rushing against college players and rushing against pro players? Have you been able to kind of get a feel for that as little as you've been able to practice?
No, there's definitely there's good tackles in this league. You're talking about the best here. And Wisconsin, in Green Bay, you have David Bautiari and Belaga, too. All pro tackles that I've been, pass rushing against, and those are some of the best guys in the league. So it's been fun to kind of really rush against what the NFL has best to offer. But at the end of the day, the fundamentals, the techniques stay the same, and it's all about honing in, sharpening your techniques, and going out there and have fun on Sundays.
Have you worked on special teams in an area where you think you could help?
Yeah, I've been working on all four phases of special teams. I played on special teams all 4 years in college. Even my last senior year, I played. I was on onside kickoff. I played punt. I played. I played some reps in punt return. I had kickoff reps as well my senior year. So I'm very familiar with special teams, and I'm sure they'll be using me in that aspect as well.
Vince, what's the ticket request hotline look like this week in anticipation that Monday might be the night?
Obviously, being in Wisconsin, there's a lot of family members who've definitely been calling. My wife has already started an Excel spreadsheet for all the family members. But luckily, having those 6 weeks off, I was able to take care of a lot of friends and family. Thankfully, I've left the ticket duty to my wife. For me, it's just all about having fun playing ball.
How much did you like playing special teams?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. It was kind of a mentality that Wisconsin had about special teams, which was fun. It wasn't an obligation, but it was kind of more, it was a duty. We had fun with it, and we kind of took that in stride. We had fun with it. Punt was a big thing. I did punt all 4 years in college, so hoping to help out in any way I can, whether that's special teams, pass rush, defense, wherever they need me, I'm gonna go out there and help them.
Vince, what do you think of the Badgers so far this year?
It's been fun watching my fellow teammates and UW have fun out there. They've been obviously had a great start to the season, but these next month here, November, December, is when the true football starts. Hopefully, take care of business on the west side of the conference and hopefully take care of business at the Big Ten Championship. But they got Indiana this week?
Yes.
Indiana this week? Yeah. Coach Chris will keep it one week at a time like he always does. So Indiana this week and then on to the next. But I'm definitely keeping my eye on him. It's been fun watching.
Vince, if you do get that opportunity on Monday night to get out there in your first action, what's that moment going to be like for you coming out of the tunnel?
Obviously, it's going to be a special moment, but for me, it's just all focus this week. You know, the preparation, the practice, that's where my focus and my energy is at. It's not at the moment of Monday Night Football. It's preparing for practice. It's putting myself in a good position to make plays in the games, getting my body right, getting my mind right for the Monday night.